Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today is a warm, sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly warm. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, 3 hours ago, Netanyahu promised powerful strikes in Lebanon. However, the IDF is showing restraint, while Hezbollah operates relatively free. Also, earlier this hour from the Jerusalem Post, Lebanese prisons released Hezbollah terrorists on bail. They were involved in transporting weapons to southern Lebanon. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports, as both sides keep striking, the Lebanon ceasefire status remains unclear. Military correspondent Emmanuel Fabian provides insight. Separately, 4 hours ago, JNS reported Netanyahu ordered attacks on Hezbollah following truce violations. This follows a series of rocket and UAV launches. And finally, I-24 News noted 42 minutes ago that President Herzog does not plan to pardon Netanyahu and intends to pursue a plea deal. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13 reported 17 minutes ago that the IDF spokesperson in Arabic issued an evacuation notice for 7 villages in southern Lebanon. This is due to Hezbollah's ceasefire violation. The account IL Red Alert posted 27 minutes ago that the Israeli military is investigating footage of Israeli excavators damaging solar panels in Debel, a Christian village in southern Lebanon. And from I-24, news_en, 30 minutes ago, the IDF dropped leaflets in Al-Mansouri, urging residents to avoid traveling to southern villages during the ceasefire. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Israel Hayom reported that despite Prime Minister Netanyahu's strong words, the IDF has not escalated its military actions significantly. This restraint comes amid ongoing operations by Hezbollah, which continues to test the fragile ceasefire. The lack of decisive action might impact Israel's deterrence strategy and regional stability. Turning to the release of Hezbollah suspects, the Jerusalem Post highlighted the ongoing tensions as Lebanese authorities released individuals involved in arms transportation. This development raises questions about Lebanon's internal security and its capacity to control militant activities. The potential threat remains significant for Israel's northern borders. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel discussed the ambiguous status of the Lebanon ceasefire. Military correspondent Emmanuel Fabian explored the IDF's readiness in light of potential threats from Iran. The fragile ceasefire could collapse, leading to further escalations that might affect civilians on both sides of the border. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that 17,000 households in Israel's conflict line will receive grants starting today. Eligible families can receive up to 2,500 shekels, providing financial relief amid ongoing tensions. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlighted Ashkelon's new tax exemption status. This development positions the city as a potential tax haven, encouraging residents to live in Ashkelon while working in Tel Aviv. And finally, Ynet Business reported on 5 veteran Israeli tycoons thriving amid economic turbulence. These business leaders capitalized on war-driven demand and the AI boom, underscoring resilience in challenging times. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.